ロケーションウィークリージャパンです。今日はですね、結構最初の頃からグローバルメンバーとして日本の活動にも参画していただいているロゴマイザーのアレクセイ・パライコフさんに来ていただいてます。今日は英語バージョンになります。 Hey Alexei, thank you very much for coming on to the show.
Thank you very much for inviting Loco Maison to present our company and our products, which we hope to launch in the Japanese market and scale up in 2023-2024. So let me tell a little bit about the company. So we are technology company from London, and we have a developed unique special big data platform, which we call Audience Discovery Platform, which generates a range of dynamic audience products to help data analysts, location planning experts, city planners to understand the distribution of people and the composition of people at any location at any time. So to tell a little bit more about the products which we offer at the moment, so it's a general footfall. I mean, if you want to understand just the number of people and their dwell time, once again, highly spatial and temporal level by hour, by day. So this product is for you. And we have a range of other products. The second one, which is called Brand Affinity. Once again, it's a dynamic audience product which provides information about the type of consumers who spend time at different locations at different time. This is our core product, which is powered by patented technology. So we have a methodology to profile people based on their behaviors in the real world, which is called interest profile of a user of mobile application. Mm-hmm. And actually, we got a patent in Japan second after we got it in the States. So we are very proud to have this IP protected in your country. So what this product does, it helps understand what are the preferences and interest people who spend time at a particular location, let's say a street segment or shopping mall or outdoor advertising asset with a given radius, what they are interested in based on their past behavior. For example, they can tell if the audience is over-indexed based on their interest to fast food location, for fast food restaurants, for example, or swimming pools or gyms or entertainment locations, which really reveals a new knowledge about the place or place identity, which helps, as I already explained, the range of clients to do planning. For example, retailers can use this data to plan a new opening for, let's say, a fast food restaurant. Outdoor advertising companies like Dentsu, for example, who are clients of Loco Maison in Japan, they can plan audience-targeted campaign designed specifically for fast food chain restaurants to target and to advertise at the locations which have a lot of fast food lovers in a dynamic way. Or city planners as well, they need to understand how people and how the preferences are distributed across the city to make sure that the products and services in the real world match to the distribution and to the interest of people to make the whole city ecosystem more efficient. So the third data product, audience data product we offer, it's called Dynamic Demographics. So it's not exactly new offering because everyone is familiar with residential demographics data, which tells about people who are residents at a particular area. So it's a standard way, I mean, historically a standard way to understand the composition of people at any location. So we are taking next step. We are extending this product and make it dynamic. So instead of saying that this place has X percent of males between 20 and 30 years based on residential, once again, data. So we can tell that actually during the daytime, this location contains Y or two times, let's say, 2X amount of males aged between 20 and 30 years old. So it's additional layer of the information which helps understand the daytime daytime composition of audiences based on their demographics as opposed to residential data. So, and the fourth data set we offer is called Origin Destination. So we can tell about the patterns of movements of people between residential locations and daytime destination, between their work locations and their movements, for example, before or after work, which helps to understand how audiences are moving across the city and what are the catchment areas for, let's say, retail locations of outdoor advertising asset locations, which gives it kind of additional information for someone who would like to understand a little bit better how people move and distribute themselves across the cities. So these are the four products, core products Locomizer offers at the moment. And I already mentioned we work across different industries, outdoor advertising, retail analytics, city planning, commercial real estate analysis, and residential analytics as well. So these are the core sectors we are currently serving. So that's pretty much it about what we offer. Maybe I have to add a little bit more about how we distribute and how we sell the data. Typically it's subscription based because it's dynamic data. So it doesn't really make sense to buy just one off a data set because the audiences are changing and there's also seasonality trends. And especially after COVID, so you can't really plan everything based on just one snapshot of historical data. So our cities are evolving and they're evolving very quickly. Therefore, the continuous updates of data, it's essential if you want to make accurate predictions about audience distribution in the city.
Okay, that was the longest and the most detailed explanation of a company so far out of these interviews that I've done. Thank you. It was very informative. Anyway, so do you have enough data of Japan market?
Typically, we work with the size of the sample, human location data, which is our main input. Between 5-10% of the population, and Japan satisfies these criteria. It's about 10% or more of the population in Japan.
So, I mean, you have the kind of enough data through working with some partners or something like that, right?
Yeah. So our model is that we don't collect data on people. So we license data from mobile data brokers. So there are several companies in the world who aggregate data and we license that to produce the aggregated data products.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So our strength in the analytics, not in the data collection. We can work with any provider of human mobility data, even telecoms.
Okay. So, I mean, you've been around the Japanese market for what, like 3-4 years now?
I mean, we started to work, our first business case in Japan was with Dentsu, which was back to 2017 and 2018.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So let me ask, who are your customers that you're looking for in Japan? What kind of people can work with you?
Any company which does location planning, it could be retail analytics, it could be real estate analytics, city planning, and outdoor advertising as well. So anyone who needs data, dynamic data on audiences at a very highly granular level, we can work with.
Okay. So what is your competitive advantage? I mean, there are some other companies who provide the similar type of solutions.
Our main main difference it's first of all it's a scientific approach to location data analysis. So we take great care of normalizing and cleaning location data, which is we've got proprietary methods to do that. which help us use different sources of data in a normalized way, especially if long-term historical or current trends are needed. Because location data, which we use, and like everyone else, which is collected from mobile phones, it's a very raw material, which needs to be cleaned once again, normalized, and enriched in a proper way. And second of all, and probably the main difference, is our unique methodology for profiling consumers. So I mentioned already that our second product, Brand Affinity, is built on patented methodology in the real world, and describing and classifying their behavior based on their affinities to real world locations like retail locations or any other types of locations which are present in the physical space. So this is our key difference. And I'd say the third, probably the advantage of working with us, is that our platform is extremely efficient. Mm. So we can offer very competitive prices, which also may be interesting for, especially for smaller players in the space.
Mm. Okay, the last one works fine. Okay, so what kind of, are you looking for some solution partners, distribution partners in Japan?
Absolutely. We would love to work with anyone who can be partner with in Japan, and because our strength, once again, is data and technology. So any distribution partners or any partners who can help us scale up business commercially and share the proceeds, this is something we would love to explore.
Okay, all right. So you put it out there now. So if somebody's, you know, like interested in, I'll arrange that, discussion between you and the interested parties.
Thank you very much. I mean, typically we work with global companies, or which have established sales teams. So and we play a role of a technology partner, producing the products and allowing our big brothers to do commercial activities on our behalf.
Okay. All right. So the last question, what's next for Localmizer?
I mean, we I explained that we have this kind of four key products, but it's only a part of what we can potentially do and we would like to do. So we want to move into B2C sector as well. Because our profiles we create, affinity profiles, can be used for personal recommendations, for example, even for dating services, to help match people with similar people or otherwise.
Right.
So B2B, B2C, movement to B2C is something what we are thinking about. Secondly, we are moving towards SaaS model. Currently, it's transferring data sets between us and the clients, but SaaS model, which can serve even smaller players at scale, smaller retailers, for example, this is what we will be start offering towards the end of 2023. And finally, our location profiles can be potentially used for insecurity sectors as well, for identification. So the original idea behind this methodology, Localmizer patented, is to be able to create unique user interest profiles, which can be used as an identifier or geo fingerprint of any person. So this is our probably next move, where we kind of create a whole ecosystem of location data, starting from individual profiles, which can be used for personal identification and security industry, and then can be monetized in an aggregated way to build the products which I already described, and also to support B2C applications.
Okay, B2C approach is very interesting. That makes sense, yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you very much for your time, and hope to have more businesses with you guys in Japan as well.
Thank you very much.
Okay.